Welcome to episode 22 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. I'm your host, Sarah, and with me today I have JMO, Gabby,
Hola.
Justine,
Hello.
Lindsay,
Hiya.
Rachel,
Hi.
and Jenna.
Hello.
So today we are going to talk about my favorite subject in the entire world, Emma Swan's wardrobe. And we're gonna go through each season and kind of talk about how her wardrobe has progressed over the course of the series. But before we do that, we want to talk about this past week's episode 609, Changelings. What did we think? This was very heavy rumble.
Very.
And so angsty, like
The most angst.
yeah, you don't think rumble can get any more angsty, and then it gets more angsty.
Jesus Christ, like for real.
I have to say, despite it being a Rumbell heavy episode, I really enjoyed it because I feel like it was more of a Bell centric than a Rumbell centric. Very true.
Yeah, good point.
Did anyone see that plot twist coming?
Nope.
Because I
No,
didn't.
I
I,
didn't.
no.
No.
Nope.
I was like, holy shit.
I
I
loved
cried.
it.
I cried
I'm
a lot.
I know.
Wait, which plot twist are we talking
Yeah,
about?
I'm
Belle
talking about
Bell
that.
giving up the
I'm
baby
talking
or
about
Rumble's
No,
mom?
I'm talking about Rumple's mom.
Yeah, so
Oh,
I
yeah.
I all
Rumple's
saw
mom.
it coming,
I didn't
unfortunately.
see it coming. I thought it was really
I was
dumb.
spoiled for it, so.
Oh. You know what's funny though is despite how many times we find out that these characters are related to each other, we still don't see it coming when it
Yeah.
happens.
I
We'll
hated
just
that.
see them
It's been a
now.
while since
You didn't
they
like it, Gabby?
dropped like an, oh, they're part of the family truth bomb on us.
Gabby, you didn't like it?
I didn't like the no, because I wanted her to be like, I guess in my dream world I wanted her to be a big bad, and I don't like I like someone said
Oh.
I don't like Rumple's relate to everybody. It's so
You
damn
have.
annoying.
Yeah.
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 I have a lot of my friends who wanted the Blackberry to be Killian's mom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would like
I've
that
seen
better.
a lot of people who are like, ooh, what if they're secret brothers? And I'm like, how about no?
No, please
No,
no.
no, that's
Oh,
nasty.
that makes me mad because. Oh,
Not
that. No, they can't do that.
No.
I'm like trying to think if they could actually do that and not be like incesty, and I'm like, no.
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 And my brain hurts trying to think of keep this family line straight.
Yeah.
Because
Don't even try to
he.
I don't know. Like when I first saw it, when I first saw the plot twist that she was his mom, I was just like, "Are you for fucking real? Like that's dumb."
I laughed really hard
Exactly.
initially.
Same. It's also the fact that Rumple was like, "No one understands me. I was abandoned by my parents." Everyone has had shitty parents. Like the one parent who wasn't shitty was Ruth, and she gave a baby away. Like, come on.
Was
Okay, that brings
Snow's
it to my
dad
next
bad though?
point. My next point is, can we stop this whole idea of sending newborn babies away to give them their best chance?
I
Every
know.
single child on this show.
Yeah.
Well, because I think they've now realized that, like,
They can't have all these babies on the show.
yeah. And it's also like I think they thought that pregnancy as a plot point was fun, but then you have this baby that just is sort of
It's
there.
just there.
Yeah.
And they can't kill babies on this show, so.
No. And they can't, it's not like they can't just not mention them because then people are going to be like, well, what the fuck? You just had a baby. Where is it?
Where's your kid?
You know, I did like was that Emma was there to see it happen. Like, so she was actually kind of like seeing her mom giving her up type thing.
And the fact that
Yeah.
she was like coaching Belle through the birth, I was like, this
Oh,
is
that made
like
me so
the cutest
happy.
scene.
Okay,
Damn.
who else thought when Belle was like, Killian, come here, that she was gonna name him the Godfather? Because I know I did. I almost
I
lost my
did
shit.
too.
I almost
I
lost
did
my
too.
shit.
I was a little disappointed that she was like, oh, Blue Fairy, can you be his godmother? Because the
I mean,
Blue
Shady
Fairy is the
Blue.
shadiest.
Honestly, I was waiting for the Black Fairy to be the Blue Fairy.
Yeah.
I still would not have been surprised.
No.
Another thing that really kind of, hit me right in the feels was that dream world sequence where they were on the swings. That
Yeah.
was beginning. That was so beautiful.
Yeah, but
And I felt so much.
does anyone else think that the Dreamworld sequence just looks like they threw a Snapchat filter over it?
Yes.
It looks like the upside down from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
Like,
he
I have to
does.
expect the Demogorgon to, like, come rumbling through. But still, like, Emily and the guy who plays Gideon,
Yo,
they
yeah.
knocked that scene out of the park.
They
That was
did.
amazing. I feel like there
Yes.
was a lot of the audience screaming at Belle, like, Belle, don't do it, like, with the string thing, and when Granny handed her this cup of tea,
Yeah.
because we were all like, no, Belle, don't do it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say the Captain Swan scenes I really liked in this episode. I know we didn't get
Yes,
loads,
Jenna.
but
I was gonna say
there
that.
were a good few scenes. And I just love how like Emma's being really open with Killian now about her visions and stuff after like hiding them from everybody. She's like discussing it with him and they're talking it through, and now it's just like, yes, they're
There's
talking
also
again.
so much casual intimacy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I loved how he ran in there running after her when he heard the noise. I was like, yes.
Wing that curtain back, baby. That was like Emma. That was like, he was
Like,
so
you could just
incredible.
imagine, like, a little Killian-shaped puff of smoke, like, after he just books it into the back of the shot.
A Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
And Killian, week after week, they just emphasize just how brilliant he is, and the fact that he takes one look at a book and he's like, "That's squid ink."
Yeah.
I
I
wonder
love
how he
him so
knows.
much.
Like, does it just write differently than regular ink?
Maybe it's shiny, I don't know.
Yeah,
He's a
it must be.
pirate. He knows. He just knows. He has that
He
sense.
knows squid ink. He knows. He knows.
He's Killian fucking Jones. He knows.
Yeah. This was an episode where I feel like, despite there not being a huge ton of CS, I'm really satisfied with it because it significantly moved the plot forward. There was great character development. There was stuff, important stuff that happened in this episode. Whereas the last episode, that didn't happen. That was just filler.
Yeah.
Can we not bring that up again, please?
Yeah,
Kinda.
no, that's
So,
the last I'm gonna say about it.
good. What about Aladdin being the genie now? I mean, I think that
Oh.
is the most
What's
stupid
that?
thing ever.
Yes,
Like,
yes.
it didn't even, like, Jasmine was trying to warn him, and you just completely ignored her. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
They just feel so disconnected from the rest of the show. It doesn't make sense for them to be here.
They're Merida. They're making them the new Merida, Aladdin and Jasmine. That's
Yeah.
what they're doing.
Like,
Or
I
Meg
feel
and
like the
Hercules.
show, like,
Oh.
it would change. Like, nothing
Nothing's
would
as bad
change.
as
They
Meg and
weren't there.
Hercules.
True, Meg. Very true.
Did I not say in my season 6 wish list, do not fuck up Aladdin and Jasmine? And sure enough, they
Exactly.
fucked it up.
They done
Yep, they
did.
did.
They done did. As stupid as the plotline is, I'm kind of happy because we're getting Emma as a princess now because of it. So
Yes, I'm
not
so
gonna complain.
hyped. She looks so beautiful in all the promo
She
stuff. I am so hyped. And we get more Princess Emma outfits, which I'm always here for.
I am ready for the AU videos, the minips.
Oh, just give it to me.
It's
All of
gonna be
it.
great. It's gonna be like fan fiction, but in the actual show.
I know.
Exactly.
I swear to
Gonna.
God, someone reads fan fiction and that's a writer, and they're like, guys, what if we just do this? And they're like,
So, what do we want to rate this episode? Out of, say, out of 1 out of 10. How do you guys rate this episode? JMO, what would you rate it?
I initially gave it a 7.
Okay.
It was going to be lower, but because of the amount of CS that we got, you know, I bumped it up a little bit.
Gabby, what do you think?
Six, but CS made it a 7.
Justine?
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to give it a 9.
Okay. Ooh.
Honestly, yeah.
Lindsay?
A healthy 7.
Rachel?
An 8. I was happy with it. I liked it. I liked the plots and twists and yeah, an 8.
Jenna?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with 7 or 8. I think I really liked the episode in general, and I did like the Captain Swan scenes, so yeah.
Too bad. Better than a lot we've had this season, that's for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually did really like the sort of Belle and her son storyline, so Yeah, it was
It's
really good.
been a long time since we had a good strong Belle centric
Oh.
that wasn't entirely focused on Rumple as well.
Yeah, because I feel like for a lot of Belle centrics, they become Rumple centrics, but this felt much more Belle focused, which made me super happy because I love Belle.
And she had a really good wig in the flashbacks, which I appreciated.
They've been a little lackluster.
I didn't even notice she was wearing a wig. I'm so bad at these things.
Is that why she looks so different this season? Because she's wearing a wig?
Yeah, because like since she was pregnant, I guess she couldn't dye her hair, so
Oh,
they had her in a
Because,
wig.
yeah, like, that's been bugging me this whole season. I'm just like,
She's been
what?
wearing a wig since she's been wearing a wig for a few seasons now,
Because
though.
she's had her short blonde hair for, yeah, quite a while.
Ever.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think like
I don't know.
season.
I was like, what is different? Like her face, something about it looks different.
It's the wig and the hairline
Oh God, don't get me
that
started on the
keeps
hairline.
changing.
It's true. Well, we got an email from Joy.
Oh, Joy.
Yay! We've missed
Where the
you,
hell
Joy.
have you been, son?
So yeah, I'm just gonna read it. He says, Jamie Murray excelled in the role of the Black Fairy. I'm sure we'll see her again. At least now we can understand why Mr. Gold hates the fairies so much, which is a good point. As for Mr. Gold, I'm completely over him at this point. I simply cannot justify or defend his actions anymore. Love or not, the way he treats Belle is simply disgusting. Sure, he didn't cross that line by not poisoning Belle, which, all thanks to the Evil Queen, happened anyway. But does that make him redeemable in my eyes? A big no. I love what Robert Carlyle does with the character of Rumple in the flashbacks. He's a brilliant actor without any doubt, but I do see Gold's I don't see Gold's relevance in this present arc anymore. He needs to go. Zelina and Regina's feud seemed kind of out of nowhere and a little over the top in my opinion. I thought they were healing and these old issues are being brought up again just for the mid-season finale. Seems more convenient way to create drama before Robin's inevitable cameo rather than an organic resolution of these sisterly conflicts. After all Regina has done in her life, she should at least try and understand her sister's point of view. I don't expect her to be besties, but that behavior was uncalled for and unnecessarily harsh. I like the twist of Aladdin being the genie, although Jasmine needs to get some other dialogue than wanting to go to Agrabah next week.
I agree.
I kind of feel she deserves more than what these writers are giving her. Not sure why we couldn't have seen one shot of Charming sleeping, though. It just kind of bugged me that no one even mentioned that pesky curse, which seemed such a big deal last week. I do enjoy snow scenes with Jasmine a lot. Love that friendship. Also loved Emma and Killian teaming up to help Belle. Not that it was very helpful in the end, but it's the thought that counts, I guess. Belle's final goodbye scene with her son was a tearjerker. I'm so sad she had to give him up just to protect him from that monster, but it was a right decision. Rumble flashbacks were surprisingly good. That scene of Emma and Killian at the diner was so adorable. Interesting info on the visions of Emma. Next week we get to see the identity of the hooded figure. Really excited for this AU mid-season finale. This episode gets a 6 out of 10 from me. Not their weakest, but not their best.
Fair.
That's fair.
So Joy ranked it the lowest out of all of us. That's so strange.
Dang, Joy, so harsh.
Harsh in the buzz, man.
Yeah,
From my friend Jess, who's a hooked hero on Tumblr, she said, "Love the episode. I love that Emma helped Belle and probably understood more than anyone else on giving up their child. I get that Snow did that, but they had a plan." Also, for Emma to find the sword, I liked how it gave Emma more strength to fight. It was actually the thing she needed. I actually really liked Gideon as the name for the baby, and that it was the Evil Queen that poisoned Belle to have the baby completely surprised me. So there you go.
okay. All right, so let's move on to our discussion on Emma Swan's wardrobe.
I mean, hello.
I
There's just so many.
So let's start right at the beginning with season one, which,
There
when
was
we
a
first
lot of
see
strife.
her, she's in that skin tight dress, really high black heels. And we
Oh.
just get this really badass first glimpse of her, followed by that really heartbreaking shot of, it's her birthday and she's blowing out the
The
candle by
single candle.
herself. So, yeah, what do we think about season one, Emma?
I mean, there's just so many different outfits you could choose from, which just like this season currently, that there is so much variety. But I can't just pick one.
I loved VM in the pilot episode, in her red dress, you know, she just has to make an entrance, doesn't she?
Yeah, that was honestly one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, and I loved when they put it to the Black Keys and she's like power walking out to the car. Yeah. Oh, it was just so great.
Powerful.
I was like, I am here for this.
I was like, you are a strong woman, and I am intrigued by you. I want to see where your character goes from here and what they have planned for you, because you look hot as hell.
Yeah.
Season one was all about the leather, which we now know, having seen the backstory, is because that's her armor. And so when we see her in season one and she's closed off and has all those walls up, it makes sense as to why she's wearing, you know, a form of a leather jacket throughout most of the season.
Very true. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, though, how does Emma afford all of these leather jackets?
Right?
She steals
them. Also, that was a nice apartment, too.
She goes thrift shopping. It's the thing to do these days.
I mean, what does a Bales Bond person make for a living? Like, I really want to know.
Well, it depends on the catch, I guess.
True.
True. And she took down that guy for, like, embezzlement. Like, he had to be a high-profile skip.
Yeah. My favorite jacket, though, is the black Sherlyn one with the fur hood. Forever be my favorite. And I just want it really, really bad.
Blue jacket. I love when she... love the blue jacket.
Yeah, the blue jacket. One. Yeah. Yes. I love the blue one.
Blue jacket with the see-through maroon top with the black bra underneath. Yes, ma'am.
I also love... what episode was it? I can't remember, but it was, I think it was like one of the first times we saw her with a ponytail. And she has her boots and her leather jacket and her badge on her belt. And she is just like, I loved it because she looks so fierce and I just love all of her outfits.
I love the contrast, though, between the leather and the boots and everything, but then she has the most beautiful princess curls.
Yeah. Oh, I miss Emma's princess curls.
Emma, I do too.
So much.
I wasn't a fan of the super tight ones, but the long, loose, big ones, those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her beanies. All her beanies.
All of her fucking beanies. They're so precious.
I do want her beanies back. Like, can we bring back her beanies?
Well, I mean, she had a bunch of them in season 5.
Yeah.
She did.
But I think she's been rocking the ponytail season 6, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Calm down, ladies.
I noticed as I was doing, like, research for this that in the first few episodes, she's not actually wearing the necklaces. Do we think this was plot-driven or just simply... that they, at the time, didn't have this storyline planned out yet, that the necklace was going to be significant, and so they didn't add it until they actually figured that out?
Probably the latter.
Probably, honestly.
Yeah.
Knowing these guys, probably the latter.
I think, you know, when you first start a TV show, like, be just so focused on, like, the pilot episode and the overall, like, plotline, the little details will get missed out initially.
Yeah.
So definitely.
So season 2, she gets a new jacket.
The best one ever.
That like maroon jacket?
That's my other
jacket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have
one similar to that. It's great. I love it.
And we know, and we see that like the curls have kind of disappeared and she's got straight hair. And for a while she's in mostly the same outfit because they're in the Enchanted Forest for like a really long time.
Yeah. With Mary Margaret and her pink cardigan.
Yes.
And then they ran into some people
there. I love the pink cardigan. Oh my god. Sorry. But this
season gives us Tallahassee, where we get to see young Emma in the
ponytail.
Best outfit ever.
Yes. You only call it the best one because it's the one you own.
I like the flashback Emma's leather jacket because it's such like a different shape than what we usually see her in. She has like those like pointier shoulders, and it's like a cropped moto jacket.
It's BCBG, Max Serena.
What was that? And they probably lifted it from like a mannequin in the mall. But there's no way she afforded that.
And her red maroon one is Mackage.
But I love the transformation that you see between young Emma and when she decides to become the Bales Pond's person. Like, she's wearing the hair down, she got rid of the glasses, she kind of cut out the dresses, and she just created this more tougher, more mature.
She was very, like, punk rock as a young.
You know who she reminds me of? For anyone who watches One Tree Hill, her style is very similar to Peyton.
Yes.
And I think that's why I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
It is like, it is like this punk rock. Mm-hmm. It's like princessy punk rock.
Yeah.
It's like very Avril circa, like, 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I almost feel like it sometimes has, like, a little pinup inspiration, too, in a way. Like, her makeup kind of reminds me of, like, pinup.
Yeah. With, like, the winged liner.
Mm-hmm. Because she very... I don't think she ever really wears any bottom eyeliner. Ever.
I don't think she does either.
I don't think so, yeah. It's always hard for me to tell, like, what they're doing, like, just in the makeup chair, and what, like, the character Emma would be doing with her own makeup, you know? Yeah. Because I know even with, like, the lighter makeup that she's been rocking this season and last season, that makeup still probably takes, like, an hour to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make it look like she's not wearing any makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes you so much time to do that. Looks like you're not wearing anything.
Well, like anyone for TV shows, they all have to go through the makeup chair anyway, just for lighting and stuff in general.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Even like all the guys too. So.
Yeah.
She could technically not be wearing makeup, but she is wearing makeup.
Oh, she's definitely wearing makeup. Like.
But I don't think they. I don't think she. I can't remember. But she hasn't been wearing a lot of mascara either.
Mm-hmm.
And no more princess fluffy lashes.
No.
That, like, desperately needed to be cut to fit her eye shape.
You're not wrong.
It's just in that one episode, too, because, like, usually they're really good with, like, making sure that they fit properly on her eye. It was just in that one episode where they're huge and way too long.
Mm-hmm.
All right, season 3, all about the arms in Neverland.
Yes! Arm porn!
It's kind of hard to judge this outfit simply because, you know, she was dressed for winter and then they go to Neverland and all of a sudden it's, you know...
Tank top.
Yeah.
Well, she could have just been wearing the tank top under, like, as a layer.
That's what I mean. Like, it's hard to, like... judge the, like, importance of this look just because it's really just practicality at this point, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how she's the only one that, like, strips layers, though. Everyone else still wears, like, all their winter gear.
Hooks in, like,
full coat. Like, 50 pounds of leather.
How's he not sweating? He should be sweating every single episode.
Like, towards the end, it comes back. She does dress back to her black sweater and towards the end.
I wonder if she was keeping her black sweater. I think she said,
for a ready
I think Jamo went on and said that it had been in, like, Mary Margaret's bag or something.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Which, like, okay.
Or her
crushing her dreams. Kind of
put her in a tank top to show kind of how physically strong she is as well as, like, emotionally, so.
Just like her dad with her arms.
Yeah.
Aww.
The good arms run in the family.
Arm porn.
Yeah. Where are you, Kim?
I know.
Then we move on to New York City. And
that black dress.
Oh my God. I love everything from New York.
Same here.
The plaid pants, the red coat.
For those plaid pants.
Oh, I like the plaid pants.
Yes, I love them.
I love them.
I wouldn't wear them personally, but she made them look good.
So good.
Yeah,
I like the sweater that she wore them with. those pants, though, were just...
I would rock those pants. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm sure you look great in those pants.
Give me
but they just felt like just so odd just on Emma because she doesn't really wear a whole lot of patterns anyway. I think the only other time we ever see her in plaid is in Tallahassee with that plaid dress. So then to see them bust out this plaid pair of pants for her, which is really jarring, and it's like,
ooh, maybe it was her subconscious thinking of David.
I literally was just about to say that, right? I'm not even kidding. God damn it.
That's amazing.
Well, she's probably not as closed off in New York, you know, because she's...
Yeah.
I think they did it probably just to represent that she's, you know, has this new life and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to separate her from her old self.
I used to hate the plaid pants, but going back, and then I went on Poshmark and I started searching for some plaid pants because I want to wear that red jacket. I'm like, well, if I want to do this, I got to rock them plaid pants. And I started liking them. I used to be adamantly against these plaid pants, but now I'm kind of like, okay, I can live with this. It kind of works.
Maybe it's because I went to private school and I had to wear a plaid skirt for a uniform.
Oh, you're biased.
So now I'm just like, ugh, no plaid.
She wore a lot of plaid in that episode, though. It's like
she
a mixed outfit. With like a plaid shirt pattern blouse.
Yeah, yes, and she started wearing skirts too.
Yes, I love that skirt.
She wore a lot of skirts in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We kind of went back to like this princess look. Like her hair was curly again, and like really pretty jackets.
She had a curling iron, Sarah. I mean, she didn't have a curling iron in Neverland or Enchanted Forest. So.
Neverland was hot and humid.
Yeah, it was.
And yet, JMO's hair was straight as a pin.
Well, that's the thing. My hair is always straight. Like, even if it's really hot and humid or wet, my hair is always perfectly straight.
Oh, must be nice.
It is nice, actually.
My hair gets so frizzy.
So I can connect with Emma on that level.
All right. But yeah, I think my personal favorite, like, Emma outfit is that black dress. Or is it like a high-waisted skirt and like a lacy like crop top, or is that just a whole dress?
Which one? I'm drawing a blank.
It's from, oh shit, what's the episode called? It's
Describe
the one
the
where
scene.
Go and fight Zelina and Rumple, and like Rumple like throws Hook into the
in the water,
water
Kansas.
Bat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he has like that. Is it like a skirt
it's a
and denim, a top?
A black
yeah.
skirt?
I think
a
it's a shirt
skirt?
And top.
Yes,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, that was a good look.
Because like she wears that denim jacket over it and buttoned in some scenes, but in some other scenes it's not
oh,
buttoned.
That
and
is...
she has like this cute like little lacy white thing. But is it a dress or is it a crop top?
Hmm.
I think it's a top. I don't
Yeah, I thought it was a top.
I think it's a top.
Personally.
Also,
I'm pretty sure it's
Emma
a top.
Needs more crop tops.
Yes!
I do love the denim jacket, and I love, like, the little black beanie that she puts on with it. I think it's
awesome.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, it's totally see you
like
rocking that, Sarah.
Can we also talk about the black leather dress and red coat that she wears
yes.
on her date
of
with
of course we can.
Walsh.
And her skyscraper heels.
Yeah.
Such goals.
That are actually JMO's. Like, those are hers that she wears to premieres all the time, and I don't understand it. Like, they must be insanely comfortable, and I don't get it.
How do you walk in those things?
I think it's because it's a platform, so it makes it not feel as high.
Okay.
Yeah, but that is, like, the most narrowest little heel. Like, even, mm-hmm. like, I have platforms like that, and mine aren't as high, and they still hurt after a while.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, looking at hers, and I'm just like, what the hell?
She had to wear those all day, too.
No, they take their shoes off in between scenes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Thank
they God. Put on they put on UGG boots, and if their shoes aren't in the scene, they wear UGG boots in them.
Yeah.
That's what I would
that's
do.
Because, like, everyone learned what happens when you just don't take off the shoes from like Sex and the City, because I think like all of their feet are like completely fucked up.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are. Yeah,
that's,
I've seen
that
interviews.
Surprised me.
So yeah, I remember
wearing
Manolo's
24/7
girl back in the day. And I remember they would have, like, behind-the-scenes shoot, and, like, Leighton Meester would always be rocking this, like, these purple pairs of Uggs with her, like, Blair Waldorf outfit, and it looked completely ridiculous.
Well, Lana and Emily do that too. Like when they
do, yeah. Sometimes.
And like Emily, she has to wear her shoes in the scene, whether they're in the scene or not, because she's so short. So in order to be like in frame with everyone else, she's got to wear her shoes. So
in order to talk face to face,
even then she's still not face to face.
They could get her a little block to stand on.
She needs to wear like Gaga, like 10-foot platform heels.
But Emily
like lobster
Emily,
shoes.
Yeah. Emily said she likes wearing the heels though, like at Comic Con.
Oh, I would love it too.
Yeah, she was like,
yeah.
My favorite thing is like. Yeah.
I think maybe it was because Emily was like a ballerina back in the day. Mm. Maybe she's just used to it.
Maybe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What other outfits did we get in season 3, Sarah?
Well, let's talk about the finale.
Yay!
Oh my god! How did I not know you're going there, Samo?
Where we went to the DS movie. What can I say?
So yeah, season 3 finale, we get the wench outfit.
Oh yeah, Colin's favorite.
And we get
one of my favorites,
the red ball gown.
And
yes,
that is my favorite Emma costume of all time.
God.
So much cleavage in that episode.
Like, I can't pick between
cleavage.
I cannot pick between the wench and the red ball gown. Like, they're honestly, like, number one together.
Yeah.
Well, but like, we also...
We can't pick a favorite between, you know, Snowdrifts and There's No Place Like Home. We consider them one episode.
True.
I consider those just, like, one entity, those two outfits.
We also have to give a shout out to the blue, light blue princess dress from the dream sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. With Charmin.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time we've ever seen Emma in any kind of princess outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you count those horrible promo photos.
Oh,
God.
Where she looks bored.
Where she put Snow's dress on for fun.
I honestly thought those were...
Shayla just has this look on her face, like, just take this picture so I can get this dress off of me.
It was not, like, it was like a prom dress from 2005.
The 80s.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely a 2000s prom dress.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ugh.
I honestly thought those were my nips. I didn't think they were real until someone said it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, right?
No, that was
paid
that's,
for that.
That's what Snow wore that in the Cinderella episode.
Yeah, the ball.
Yeah.
With her lovely wig.
And then Charming had that cool jacket on.
So cool.
All right.
So anyway, back to Emma.
Season 4, we're getting the beginning of the Captain Swan relationship. And so we get, first of all, the tan jacket, which is love.
I have.
We're getting a lot more soft sweaters in like lighter colors, like white sweaters, pink sweaters.
The white sweater. Oh my God.
Which were not all the best, to be honest.
No.
There's a couple bad sweaters.
The white sweater in 4 or 5 is probably my favorite. Not that I've rewatched that episode. I only watched the end of the beginning.
That crop thing. Oh, I do not like that crop thing. Where she, it's like, is that the one that you're talking about?
No, it was the one that she wore, you know, Paperwork Ahoy. It was the big white sweater.
Yeah, it's a crop thing. She has a tank top on underneath, and then it's like a weird crop lace thing.
Yeah,
I actually like it. And again, Emma needs to wear more crop tops.
Plus, she had a ponytail in that episode, too, and she looked cute.
Yeah, I like the end when she had the crop, whatever, underneath.
She just had a tank top, yeah.
Yeah, tank top, and I think she looks so good.
Yeah,
her arms out, and... Hook
like
actually saw her.
Yeah.
I liked her gray peacoat with the blue sweater.
Yeah.
Yes,
her
me
curls
too.
Are so perfect.
I love that blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jayma looks really good in like primary colors, like blues, reds, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about the pink dress.
Oh.
I like the pink dress.
It was beautiful. It was... Oh, I don't even have to explain it. It was just...
I love
so
kind
I'm
of
totally
the
blanked for a
1950s-ish
second.
of it. The 1950s-ish look to it, I just love so much.
It felt very like Sandy Olsen and Danny Zuko.
Yes, it did.
Yeah! That was very
I have
great.
Expected them to like just bust out into a rendition of
musical episode, yes please.
I love the hair. The hair was great.
Oh, her hair
I loved cute. That ponytail.
Yes.
It was like a fancy ponytail.
All the teasing, exactly.
And then when Elsa said, "Oh, is that the corset?"
Where's the rest of it?
It's also like, the rest just of know it. That she and Elsa like stayed up all night talking about her date.
Yeah, because where was Elsa sleeping?
Probably in Emma's room.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my headcanon. I would love for that to be true.
Okay. Let's move on to the alternate universe season 4 finale.
Oh,
where
yes.
we get, first of all, that amazing blue ball
I
gown in the tower.
Love it so much.
I wish we saw more of that one.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Or like some promo pics or something where we could get like up close details of it because.
So we can make it.
Who said that? Some reason.
Has anyone got Eduardo on speed dial? Just ask him.
I just need to be BFFs with Eduardo. Can you send me pics of this outfit, and this outfit? Front and back, side and side? Thanks. Okay.
Wait, Sarah, does anyone know?
I feel like he would, though. I feel like if you just sent him a letter just asking him super nicely, I feel like he would.
You're probably right.
I think people honestly have like emailed him and asked him like, is this the shirt from this? Like they send them him links and he'll like be like, yes, that's it. Like he'll confirm or deny. Like if
like he
spot
seems
something.
Like a nice enough person that he would definitely help people out just in like making sure that it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah,
do you know your
Vancouver tour thing? Does it include like costumes?
I was just
going to
ask
that?
If anyone knew from last year.
Oh, right.
We need to find someone who went last year because
yeah. It is take
I might
all the
faint.
Pictures.
I might think. Like when we did.
I feel like if we did, like you and Sarah would just hide. You and Rachel would just hide like in the racks until everyone left, and you're like,
okay. Like if I had gold, yes. That would definitely happen.
Like,
it's probably a good thing that Sarah and I don't have gold together because we'd get arrested.
No, shut up. That would be the best thing ever. I'm so sorry you're not doing it.
I know. Maybe someone will be willing to sell their set tour. Cough, cough, hint, hint. All you people's
soon.
Out there. And my birthday. Hey.
All right, season 4 finale also gave us the what I like to call the gender bend Flynn Rider.
Yes.
I love it. And
oh,
I want to make
yeah.
it.
The braid.
She looked amazing.
The braid in the ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
That's like my second favorite ponytail.
And I love her earrings in it. It
Me
like
too.
Looks They're like little triangle arrow looking things.
I love like as well like the costume, the details of it. You know, considering it was meant to be like, oh, a quick, get the costume quickly, you know, get changed out of the dress. The actual details of the outfit is absolutely beautiful, and you can tell like they
and
put a lot of work
into it.
That's
where
what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, like can we get okay, JMO, do the thing. I need a scene of her, Henry, and Killian like shopping for clothes.
No, you know what? They need to steal it like they did the peasant thing. And like Killian's like, we
yes.
can't do this. And she's like, we already did this before. Like, you taught me how to do this.
Even better.
I feel like Emma would already know how to do that. Like,
no,
I feel
I know,
like
but...
she'd buy like her wardrobe from her like teenage wardrobe from Tallahassee.
No.
Like that BCBG leather jacket, that's definitely lifted from like a Macy's. But yeah, honestly, like, just shout outs to, like, Eduardo for making these amazing costumes.
These amazingly infuriating costumes.
Yeah, we're about to jump in. Yeah. I think we're about to jump into one of my favorite ones.
Season 5.
Yes, 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 my favorite.
So let's first talk about the black Dark Swan outfits. Because, as always, you can't have a dark one outfit without crocodile leather.
No, you can't.
Nope. Unless you're Dark Hook.
Unless you're Dark Hook.
Which, I appreciate it so much more now that you've actually pointed that out.
His did have a texture on it, but it was more of like.
We can't talk about it.
Skinny.
We
can't talk about it now.
I'm talking about it. The next time.
All right, so yeah, Emma's Dark Swan outfits, while they were great and I loved the jacket, I wanted more.
Yes, definitely wanted more.
Always more.
Yeah, I wanted more variety for sure.
I think, you know, Emma is meant to be the dark one. She's meant to be more selfish. I think, you know, she would have, like, be changing outfits, like, all the time. Like, because growing up, she shouldn't have that, did she? Yeah. So. I think she
wanted it to be a little like Regina, like having different outfits, like three different outfits every episode.
And different hairstyles.
In a way, though, I guess you could argue that maybe her lack of changing wardrobe is the fact that this is not what she wanted, and she was trying really hard to fight it.
Fix her mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
so,
point.
You know, it actually, that may end up speaking for her where she was. As a character and at that point.
And actually, we do know now that she was so focused on saving Hook, so actually her mind was probably just completely on that, like, nothing else.
Yeah.
Just try and save Hook.
And actually, if you look back, like, when she turned him into a Dark One, she transformed instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And I have to wonder how that actually worked. Like, was that something that just happened without her even having any thought
to
it?
Does the darkness just have, like, an outfit ready?
Yeah, like, what? That's, like, an Adam and Eddie question I'd want to know. Like, what was
this is gonna look fabulous.
The thought process behind that decision?
But, yeah, I mean, it was right around the time that the H&M and Balmain collection came out, and that had, like, a ton of, like, black and gold and, like, just really rich textures, and I was like, this screams Dark Swan, I want it on her! And then I was just,
you
like,
say
kind
H&M?
Of disappointed. Yeah.
Which is funny, because that's where I got my Dark Swan jacket.
Because, because they did that collection with Balmain, and it was just so gorgeous, and I wanted everything, and I wanted J-Mo to wear everything from that collection as Dark Swan. And then that didn't happen.
Yeah.
The only time she changed was when... Well, she actually did have two jackets, but they were the same design, just different material. And then the kind of lace cloak would appear and disappear based on what she was doing. But the only time she actually did change was for the trench coat outfit.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah,
that
which
is
gorgeous. But she had a strategic plan when she was in that outfit, you know? So maybe that's why she changed solely for that one episode, because she was, you know, on a mission.
And then she also had that, like, slinky black dress.
Which was underneath the trench coat.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was the same episode.
Yeah.
And there was that one that they never used that they had.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to.
Yeah, from the filming photos.
Cloak
thing. I was like.
It was like feathers and.
Yeah.
And the hair as well. A hair looked. The accessories in the hair as well. It looked perfect. And I was like, apart from the eyebrows. The eyebrows were enough.
Eyebrows.
And I think that was the case where they were, you know, testing things and realized it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the fact that, you know, obviously we get the Dark Swan with all the black, and they juxtapose all of the black in the storybook with all of her outfits in Camelot, which were all white.
Yeah.
And that leads on to my favorite costume. Mm-hmm. Emma at the ball in Camelot.
Oh, God.
My favorite.
So
sign me up.
That ball gown was some of the most beautiful work they have ever done.
And Jen was swooning in that gown.
Oh, I was just having a ball in that gown. And
the fact that she posted all the photos of the details, I'm like,
yes.
Bless you. Like,
yes.
Thank you so
much. She understands.
She knows what's up.
Honestly, I feel like if fans tweeted her, like, can you, like, please post pictures of this outfit? I feel like she would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can you get your hands on that red ball gown and, like, post some, like, detail pics for me? Okay, thanks, bye.
Girl, I got all those detail pics. You don't know.
Going back to red ball gown, like, her shoes actually had crocodiles on them, you know? Yeah, and when they actually saw those shoes, that is how much detail goes into it.
Yeah.
Those shoes are really expensive, too.
Rachel knows the struggle of the shoes.
Yeah, they're $1,500.
Like, you guys cosplay for things that, like, have heels. Like, do you just suck it up and wear heels all day? Or do you have, like, an extra pair of shoes?
Sarah, tell us about what happened at Disney World.
Oh my god. Rule number one when cosplaying at Disney World, do not wear heels.
Bring extra pairs to wear when you're not
taking pictures.
Yes. Because I wore my chunky boot heels, and even those were horrible because it's all concrete. So it's very hard on your feet. It's very painful. Sarah had pointy little heels.
Oh my God, her and I were
the stragglers of the group. Like, we were just leaning on each other by the end of the night. Like,
I could not walk for, like, 2 days afterwards.
Yeah, my feet were numb. Like, honestly, my pinky toes were numb for 3 days.
What were you guys cosplaying as?
Dark Swan red?
Yeah, red. And I couldn't take mine off because then my cloak would drag. So.
Yeah, and I had the black lace cape that she wears underneath, so mine was also dragging all over the place.
Yeah, it was a mess. But usually, if I'm at a convention, I do wear heels, but I have a pair of flats with me and a bag, so I can take breaks in between.
And the good thing about conventions is that you do sit for
a lot, yeah.
So it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sitting is nice. But I do have a few pair of comfy heels that, like, I can usually last in all day or all night. I don't know what I'm doing for the red ball gown yet, though. I have yet to get shoes for that, so we shall see.
So season 5 also gave us... let's go back to the Camelot outfits. So we also got the second white Camelot outfit with the white cloak.
Oh, the cloak.
That cloak is amazing. It's
gorgeous, yes.
So stunning. I like that it finished that with that wave pattern on it.
Oh, yeah.
My cloak is finished, yes. The dress.
Is it?
My cloak
you
is
finished.
Finished
your cloak?
Yes.
Why
it does
no
not have. Because it's packed away somewhere. But it does not have that beautiful pattern that you see on hers because you cannot find that.
Because that's probably like $30 a yard.
Whereas instead, I got 10 yards for $10.
But yes, that pattern is gorgeous. And she looks so beautiful in that, in both of those outfits.
Yeah.
I can't.
And it just...
She looked very ethereal.
It added so much to the storyline of, like, her, you know, in all that white and then struggling with this darkness inside. Like, so pivotal.
Absolutely.
Loved it.
That beautiful Emma.
So pretty.
Second half of season 5, she's back in the red jacket with...
And
beanies. And white sweaters and... gorgeous and all the loose curls and all the angst.
Yeah,
so much she's angst. Literally wearing
and
angst,
then she also
like,
had
she's
that like black mocha
angst.
For
oh my god
for a few episodes.
Wait, which one?
She had that black parka for a few episodes.
She did.
Oh, her fur. She looked like a little precious child.
Oh, her little burrito. Oh. Cute.
I feel like that was just Jen being like, no, it's fucking cold. I'm gonna wear this.
Probably. So let's talk about season 6.
Well, what about the
what did I forget?
The funeral outfit. What did you think of that?
I wasn't crazy about the jacket.
No,
honestly.
Yeah.
Like
that was not one of my favorites.
No.
Yeah, to me it's just kind of a very meh outfit.
Mm-hmm. Which when you're going to a funeral, like look at what Regina wears to a funeral compared to what everyone else wears. You know, like, you're not supposed to...
It's like, Tony
Regina looks
down,
like the wife of, like, a mob boss.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't think of a way to put it, but that works.
That shot where it's like that pan down across her face and she's holding the umbrella, that looks like something out of The Godfather.
Yeah.
Which isn't a knock on Regina. Like, that's a fab outfit.
She looked
and it
fabulous.
Fits her character.
But, I mean, I'm okay with not liking Emma's outfit because it was simply appropriate for a funeral. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So.
Also, like, her boyfriend just died. Like, I'm pretty sure she's not going to be fussing about, like, her outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was in a drab mood and she wanted to wear something drab.
Yep. So season six, we kind of see, hopefully not the end of the Red Jacket, but it's definitely been put on hold since the first episode.
There's also a resurgence in variety in her story.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems like she has like a different outfit each episode.
Which I love.
Love it.
A lot of
floral patterns.
Florals and colors. Yeah. Some dresses, different shoes. Yeah.
Even though she's going through like...
Yes.
I was going to say, Gabby, yes. Matching black jacket.
Sorry, Lynn.
No, never apologize. I love hearing you talk. also, just like, despite her going through this terrible thing, she's being more open about stuff. And again, that's reflecting her costumes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think this season's just all of the changes and all of the varieties just showing how she's trying to move forward. And like get out of life, really.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked all the outfits. There have been like a couple pieces here and there that I'm questionable on. That like one white shirt with like the huge fluffy sleeves. I think she wore in like 602.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
I liked that. I agree, Gabby. I like
the jacket. I liked like the military-esque jacket that went over it.
Yeah, it reminds me of something I'd wear, so that's probably why.
I loved the blue, kind of slate grayish jacket.
Yes,
white shirt underneath, and her hair down. That was gorgeous.
Loved that.
That was so pretty.
I think it's just me. Because I don't own anything floral patterns or anything colorful. So this season has not been my most favorite as far as Emma wardrobe goes.
This one has been my favorite. Ray, no.
I know what you're saying, though, because like, I like to look at it and I think she looks beautiful in it. Would I wear it myself?
Great.
Probably not.
I would never wear any of these outfits ever in my life, ever.
Yeah.
I'm loving all of her jackets, but some of the shirts underneath, I'm just kind of like, I can't cosplay this, I can't cosplay that, so it's like good at the same time, because it's saving me money, but I'm also like, what am I gonna wear?
Yeah, I mean, the only outfit that I didn't like as a whole, like all put together, was that red floral dress with the pants underneath and then an overcoat and then a hoodie.
I didn't get that.
It's just like, I liked each piece individually. I just didn't like how they styled it.
I think it was also because it's cold, so they're like, let's try to put her in a dress. And she's like, come on, guys, it's cold outside. I need pants.
Well, but like, couldn't she just wear tights or something, not pants?
Yeah, I mean, they're like jeans.
Yeah, it was just a weird combo.
The tank top, when she's supposedly getting killed in the vision.
That reminds me of Neverland.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds that reminds me of the one where he's like, I'd love to know more about your beginnings. Because she's got the ponytail and the white tank top. That's not it. Just kidding.
Yeah, I was saying.
Neverland, yeah.
She's wearing a sweater.
No, it wasn't Neverland.
No, it was
You're talking about the episode where he like says something about like blondes or whatever.
Blondes, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, the same.
The one that J-Mo says she liked.
Yeah, but just the tank top.
Well, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying that's the same episode that J-Mo was talking about.
Okay, got it.
I'm getting myself confused now.
So many outfits.
We're confusing ourselves.
The show has over 100 episodes, and there's so many outfits. They all run together.
Yeah.
And then tonight, being the mid-season finale, knowing what we know, we're going to get more Princess Emma dresses.
And I'm already planning on making one of them.
Yes!
That white one
so
with the fur.
With the fur. Love it.
After she finishes the winch one.
Yes. I'm working on it. I have Woo! Samples coming in the mail this week.
I'm so excited for your samples. I can't wait to see your samples. That sounds wrong, but...
Yeah, it's a little bit. Ooh, baby, show me your samples.
Let me see them samples.
Wait, hold on. I totally forgot about this one leather jacket from season 2 that I'm in love with.
Oh my god, which one?
It's the gray one with, like, the dangly bits in the front. It's, like, more kind of wavy.
Oh, when she goes to kick Regina's ass.
Oh, yes!
Cricket Games.
When she goes to kick Regina's ass.
It's literally what she did in that episode.
I know she did.
Really, though.
I'm pissed.
I remember looking at it every time, and it's like...
It's so gorgeous. Because I love her hair like that, and I wish that they would do that hairstyle again. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. That was a good one. I forgot about that one.
Overall, what has been everyone's favorite season for outfits?
Season 3 or season 6 for me. Probably 1 for me.
1. That's really hard because I feel like I have outfits that I love and hate from all seasons.
Pick 1, Justine.
No!
Yeah, you just want to pick 1? That's like the pot calling the kettle black, girl.
I know.
Lindsay, you forget I am the person who will be like, when asked, like, what your favorite CS song is, I have 4.
Why are you saying that to me? I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was you.
All right. Rachel, I'm surprised that you asked this question.
Thank you!
Well, then I don't have to answer it because
I think I'm going to say 1. I don't know how confident I feel about that answer, but I think that's kind of my gut instinct.
Yeah.
1 or 3?
3, because it's tough, because, like, 3, half of it was Neverland.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. True. Like, overall?
Yeah, overall.
1.
I think I'm going to say 1.
3 has all the fun stuff.
When will the see-through tank tops return from war?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with 1, because she had so many leather jackets in 1, and
what happened to all of those?
They're in the closet next to Killian.
Killian's probably smelling them or something.
Oh my god!
Cut a leather jacket fetish. It's canon.
Yes, it is canon.
She comes home and he's just like in the closet. What are you doing? Nothing.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, whatever. What? No.
Yeah, for me it would be also like season 1 because I now have a lot of love jackets because of Emma Swan. Like, that is like started my obsession with love jackets.
There you go. Thanks, Rachel.
God damn it.
What I'm here for.
We got an email from our good friend Marianne, who got a lot of thoughts about Emma's wardrobe as well. This is what she had to say. These are some of her favorite outfits. She loves the red ball gown. It was Emma's first real princess moment. She loves that it was red because it was the first moment I think she began to let her walls fall down to be in love with Killian. Number 2 was the Camelot white embroidered dress and the cloak that you see with it. Emma looks so urethral, pure, and beautiful, and the details are amazing. Number 3 is the Tallahassee outfit. It's stylish and quintessentially Emma. Number 4 was the pink dress for the date. She loved how soft and feminine it was and reflected that she felt safe enough with him to express her softer side. 5 was the adventure outfit in the season 4 finale. 6 is the black leather dress, black tights and heels, and the red coat from New York City Serenade. 7 was the white lace dress from the Camelot ball. 8 was the black leather jacket with the white top and the jeans from the other shoe, because it's a mixture of a feminine top with the leather jacket. 9 was the blue sweater with the zippered shoulders and the gray pea coat. Yes.
Yes.
Need that shirt.
Yeah. 10, I'll find it.
Yeah, find it, please. 10 is the white dress and blue cloak from the season 3 finale. And also, she has that tied with the wench outfit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good one too.
Yeah, I love that blue cloak.
I love that Regina, like, is like, I'm gonna make you a prisoner. And also, I'm gonna change your clothes.
I know, right? That was a little weird.
But she's still beautiful, so you yeah. failed.
I love her, that outfit, the peasant outfit, because it makes me think of Swan Princess.
Yes, it does.
She looks like Odette.
Which, mm-hmm. okay, now that's totally why they did it now.
I know.
Absolutely. Yep.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
She has some special mentions. She loves any time she wears the red leather jacket, the blue ball gown she wore in the tower, and the white sweater when she became the dark one from the season 4 finale, the blue silky top from Bleeding Through, the red dress from the pilot, the red peacoat she wore last week, and the plaid pajamas pants that she wore in New York City Serenade.
Oh, that is so cute.
Emma Swan kicking ass in her cute little pajamas.
So thank you, Marianne. We also have another email from our good friend Allison, who is also a very avid Emma cosplayer. She may have even more jackets in her closet than I do.
Yeah, I think she might.
So this is what Allison had to say. So when I get into something, I really get into it. And when I dived headfirst into cosplaying Emma Swan, I spent way too much time analyzing her fashion and how it has evolved over the seasons. So don't mind me when I get way too excited about this topic and basically write an essay about it. In season 1, the Emma Swan we see dresses very tough. Most of the time she wears what we now know is her armor, her red leather jacket. We see her in a lot of tank tops, which was traditionally a very popular masculine article of clothing, tracing back to its height of popularity for men in the 50s in the form of a wife beater. So this is very representative of her struggle to fit into a male-dominated careers as both a bail bonds person and then as the sheriff. Good point.
Oh, wow. That is fucking deep.
That also makes me think of her quote where she's like, you don't need to dress a woman as a man in order for her to have authority.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The exception to this is when she knows she needs to stand out. That's when we get the hot-as-hell dress from the pilot. The only colors other than neutrals we really see her wear are red and blue. Nope, no pastels for this Emma Swan. Season 2 Emma doesn't differ that much from the Emma in Season 1. We do see her wear a larger variety of colors, although they were still all in the darker range. We also get to see her in a cute sweater with her hair pulled back in the cricket game. Another new look we see is Tallahassee. Since it was flashbacks of a younger Emma, we get to see a much different look. It's definitely younger and more innocent. After all, she hadn't been through all this shit yet. Season 3 wasn't a huge change. Obviously, for the first half, she was stuck in one costume while they were in Neverland. The gray tank top she wore for that entire arc could again symbolize how tough she is trying to be. Since she doesn't have her red leather jacket, she needs some sort of armor, and her tough look covers that. Through the second half of the season, she wore some softer styles. She stuck to the dark colors, neutrals with blue and reds. However, she started to wear more plaid and sweaters. Naturally, this season ended up with the beautiful red dress from the Captain Swan movie. It was so understated, but stunning. Emma got to have her princess moment she never had in her childhood. Season 4 was a bit of a mixed bag. She was back to tighter shirts again, but this time with a brown jacket as opposed to the red or black. We also get the completely adorable and totally unlike Emma pink dress she wore on their first date. Towards the end of the season, she wears more sweaters again, specifically white sweaters, which could be symbolic since white is a pure color, and she was desperate to not go dark. Season 5 has 4 specific looks. When she first appeared as the Dark One, she came out in a gray robe. Everything was hazy for her. She wasn't bad, but she wasn't sure how to be good either. It was all shades of gray, as was her robe. Interesting.
Yeah.
Her dresses in Camelot were white, pure, and angelic. She was trying so hard to fight off the darkness, and the beautiful white dresses showed that. However, when she finally encompassed the darkness and became Dark Swan, the white disappeared, leaving black leather in its place. Black leather with a crocodile pattern, because you clearly can't be the Dark One without it. After she kills Hook and the darkness disappears, we get a more classic Emma back, red jacket and all. After all, it's her armor, and she needs to protect herself now more than ever. Luckily, Killian got her to shed her armor metaphorically, which does make me wonder if we'll be seeing less of the jacket in the future.
Sure.
Season 6 has given us a whole new Emma. She's so much softer. We see a whole new array of patterns and some lighter colors. She's also still wearing a lot of white, which I still see as overcompensation for the fact that she was the Dark One. Can't wait to see what else Season 6 brings us, including Princess Emma tonight.
Ooh. Damn! Yes.
Now that I've rambled on, I'm going to lamely conclude by saying that I don't really have one favorite Emma look. I mean, I'm partial to the red jacket, because that's when I fell in love with her as a character, but I really love almost everything she wears, which anyone who has seen my closet knows about me.
Oh, I love
that closet firsthand. Sarah, are you just gonna open that closet and it's just gonna be like, ah!
I hope we're the same size. That's all I can say.
I'm gonna have to be like mailing her all my cosplays so we can have like epic photo shoots.
So many photo shoots.
Cool. I've got some stuff from Tumblr and some text responses. My friend Mandy on Tumblr's the SS chest hair. Ooh. Said I'm gonna be the fandom leper and say that I loved the white sweater from season 5 and the plaid pants from season 3 because I really did love them. I'd wear them both together at the same time, and then runs from the fashion police sirens in the distance. Julie CocoHook 38 said I love the detail of her outfits in Camelot shade, all the shades of white and the decoration. I also love all the different clothes since the first episode of season 6. They're different every episode, and I really like seeing her not only with a red leather jacket. A new contributor we got is Kayla, a.k.a. Bleebug. Her favorite outfit is the gender bent Flynn Rider. And the other one I'm not sure if we talked about, was from 1-4 when she's dressing in that blue sweater and we get that shot of her with just the bra on. from Fairy Tales and Time Travel. She loves the other shoe outfit and the dress and the Camelot dress. I love seeing how Emma's styles have changed from the beginning of the series, and I love how she's always a badass, even when she's wearing a dress and a skirt. And the dress she wore on their first date will forever give me butterflies with its meaning and how it's a dress Emma bought in Storybrooke to wear with the guy she really cares about.
Aww.
Bianca, Ships Ahoy. I love how they started bringing florals into her outfits this season. I don't know, it just reminds me of the Mistaven flowers and her tattoo.
Oh, good point. Mm.
Yeah, I feel like people don't always forget that Emma does really like florals. Mm. Like, she has floral bed sheets, she has a flower tattoo. Florals have always kind of been, like, a motif for Emma throughout the series.
True. Yeah.
I still want a backstory for her tattoo.
Yeah.
Same.
Wordsmith Storyweaver, JJ, says, it's a tough call, but her favorite outfit is the silvery blue dress from David's Dream in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
A Hooked Hero again says, as for outfits, the ball gown in Camelot, I'm really liking her current stuff a lot as well. And then April, I like the red leather jacket, said her wardrobe is the best part of this season. and then someone else who's new, Don't You Know Me Emma UK, says, I want to mention that I love all of Emma's outfits, particularly the various leather jackets and the ball gown when she's in David's Dream. There you go.
And Obi's Girl on Twitter says that her favorite is the pink dress because it shows so much vulnerability and how much she really wanted to get to know Killian outside of a crisis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a crisis.
Oh, yes, I'm in.
And speaking of the pink dress, I do want to give a shout out to Katie over at Nerdy Girl Notes, who wrote a great article about her thoughts on the pink dress and some of Emma's other fashion choices. So I will link that up on the website as well for you guys to check out.
Damn right.
So let's move on to Rex for the week. JMO, you want to go first?
Okay. I actually have two. I have a little ficlet from Shock of All Shocks, one of my friends, Spartan Guard. She wrote a little something based on a lot of it was hyped up because of all the spoiler picks. I'm not going to say anything, but there's a little thing. It says, it's called Watch Out for Old Dudes. And in this, Killian and David go to Gold Shop to steal something. I'm not going to say what it is because it's a nod to Harry Potter. So, and I kind of squealed. And so once they touch it, there's this, something happens, and they're basically their hair and they age up. So they're silver foxes, and it's Emma and Snow kind of appreciating the silver foxness of their man, mm-hmm. and it's really cute. And then my other rec is a graphic edit manip, whatever you want to call it, that was actually gifted to me by one of my really good friends, Katie, aka Hopeful Killian Hart, who we've talked about. It's no secret that I love My Captain Swan, but I also love Decker Star. And so she created a little thing with Lucifer's angel wings, Chloe's badge, the dark Excalibur with both their names on it, hooks at the top, and the swan necklace hanging down from it. And I woke up yesterday morning, I just about cried seeing it. So I was just very happy. Thank you so much, Katie. It's gorgeous.
Aw, that's lovely.
Gabby?
I have a fan video. It's Emma Swan, The Savior, by Nicole Nicola CZ. It's really good.
Cool. Justine?
I have two recs this week. One is actually my birthday gift from the lovely JMO.
Yay!
Three swords, two hooks, and a savior. Guys, it's good. It's real good.
As I said, don't the smuttiest smut like, you will ever
be. Very
read.
Innocent.
Ultimate smut fic.
Yeah, it's smutty. If you're not in the smut, that's fine. But I am.
All the fucking smut.
It was the mutual birthday gift of all of my December ladies. So Justine, Sarah, Rachel, you're welcome and happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And
then I have another rec, this time from Bleeblug. It's called Come Away With Me. And I also know that Kayla can draw because she drew like this beautiful cover art for it. Like, holy shit, I wish I could draw because this is amazing. But it's a little Captain Duckling Captain Duckling one shot, and it's so good. It's so heartfelt, and it's just she gets Princess Emma like perfectly, and I love it so much. So kudos to that.
I literally texted her after that. I was like, how dare you? How dare you?
It's absolutely brilliant.
It is.
It's so good.
Lindsay?
Okay, so to get us in the festive mood, I recommend Where the Love Light Gleams by Once Upon a Captain Swan. So basically, it's a blizzard outside, so Killian was planning on flying out to see Liam, and Emma's boiler breaks, and they end up actually neighbours, so put them both together, see what happens. It's awesome, and it's still actually ongoing as well. It's still ongoing, so it's a Christmas treat for all. Enjoy.
There you go.
And it's not smutty as yet. It's still ongoing, but you know, keep your eyes peeled.
Don't worry.
Jenna, do you have one?
I do. So I'm going to continue with the festive theme because it's December now, so no one can tell me to not talk about Christmas. So I've gone for a YouTube video. It's Killian and Emma, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it's by Captain Marshmallow.
Yes!
I haven't seen it yet.
It's just loads of awesome scenes, and the snow, and there's Christmas music, and I just feel like so Christmassy and warm and happy and Captain Swanny. So yeah, Swanny. give that a try.
I need them to be sitting on their couch with a fire going, snow falling in the background, them cuddling on the couch, drinking their hot chocolate and cinnamon. I need it like air.
Yes.
Children happy and having fun. Sorry, I was continuing the song.
Uh, All right, you might remember way back in the early days of the show, I wrecked a fic called Once Upon a Time Turner by Shahrazad.
Yes!
Yes!
Well, at the time, the fic was kind of...
It had discontinued. Been
you know, it appeared it had been discontinued. Well, I can report that it has come back from the dead.
It has!
And
I'm so excited!
So happy. It made my week because this is my favorite story of all time. And I am just so happy that she started writing it again. Apparently, she's been getting amazing reviews from people, and it's kind of inspired her to bring it back. So I am so happy, and it's amazing. So if you guys are into Killian and Emma at Hogwarts, go read it. Give her so many reviews.
All the reviews, please.
See, you guys, this is what happens when you leave reviews for writers. It makes them want to write more.
Yes.
Thank you.
But actually, that's not my rec. My rec is actually similar to those lines. It's actually fan art of Emma and Killian in their Quidditch outfits.
Oh, I know this one! I love it.
Is it the one with him upside down?
Yes.
Yes!
So the artist is of Warlocks and Gayness, and it's fabulous, and I love it.
Okay, I have to gush about this, like, publicly, because I just started reading this story, like, what was it, last week, Sarah? I started it, and I was literally texting Sarah at work, like, oh my god, Sarah, oh my god, she's in his bed, like, I was just, I was texting her live updates because, as I was reading, because I could not put it down, and I'm so happy I finally got around to reading it, because I usually take forever to read Rex, because it's just, I'm me, and it's the person that I am, so, and then she updated it, and I was like, this is perfect, because I just started it, so now I got another chapter, and I was like, yes!
Here's the thing about this story, it's rated T for teen, there's no smut at the moment, I don't know if she has plans for it, but...
Wink, wink,
it is
hint,
totally
hint.
Fine. Like, it still is, like, honestly one of the most, like, romantic things ever.
It's so great.
Without any smut.
What fic is
like,
it?
Once Upon a Time Turner.
Okay. I thought you were talking about a different one.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, same here.
No.
I thought she was, like, okay.
It's all connected. It's
yeah,
cool.
Oh, no,
just,
I'm
like,
still gushing over Once Upon a Time Turner.
Like, I've never all gushed right. harder, like, over anything. Like, and I really think it just stems to the fact that I was telling Rachel this the other day, which is, like, in the Potter world, like, I don't really ship anything. Like, I have a couple that I are kind of interested in, but I don't, like, I don't read Harry Potter fanfic, and I don't really hardcore ship anyone. So it's been, like, the one fandom that I've had where shipping is not involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so this story gave me that, in a way.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, like, it took my OTP and put it in a world that I already love. So I think that's why I'm, like, so obsessed with it. Alright, so that about wraps it up for this week. Next week, we are doing Spotlight on Fan Art, and we've got some
Yay!
Interviews
Woo!
Lined up,
Yay!
And we'll also talk about the winter finale as well. As far as the hiatus, in case you're wondering, we do have a few episodes planned. We're not sure if we're going to be on for every week during the hiatus, mostly because we don't know how long the hiatus is going to last, because for some reason, ABC and Adam and Eddie don't want to tell us when the show's returning. So...
Until as soon as the episode ends tonight, probably.
Hopefully.
Probably. Watch, they're going to be like, JK, like, we're just not going on hiatus, and you guys are getting a new episode next week!
So, hopefully by the time you listen to this, we will know when the spring...
premiere.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
You're welcome.
So hopefully by the time you listen to this, we will know when the spring premiere is coming back so that we can plan our hiatus.
Follow us on Twitter for updates.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can say that we will not have an episode the week of Christmas because Christmas Day falls on the day that we record. So.
Yes,
that will be a break week. All right. As always, you can follow us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, WordPress, Gmail, Instagram. And you can like and subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Audioboom, and Pocket Casts. So we will see you next week. Enjoy the winter finale.
Woo!
Bye!
Bye.
Bye.